Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and it's championship baseball time here for the Twilight League. Tonight, the Black Sox play the Indians in game number one of two of the championship series. It'll be a three-game series, and the Indians are ready to go. Indians playing home for games one and three, and then it will be the Black Sox playing home for game number two. And tonight they've got Tony Pettain to lead off. So we're here in the top half of the first inning, ready to get underway. And so we are just settling in for another beautiful night of baseball. Roth is not on the computer roster for me, so we're missing a few players on the computer roster, and we're ready to go. Mike Lord will be starting on the hill, and he will be settling in for the Arch 2 Bar and Grill Indians. Indians chasing their third Twilight League championship in team history. So it'll be them hunting down their third title. And then in the opposite corner, the number one team in the league, you have the Terryville Black Sox, an expansion team. And Pettain will settle in here for game one of the championship series. Tonight's doubleheader, a 6 p.m. start and an 8 p.m. start. 6:04 should be the official start time for tonight's game. Arch 2 came about from a merger between Chicago Sam's and Burrill Realty. The Orioles and the Indians merge. Kicks and delivers, and 6:05. That one is shot through the gap and a base hit. And McAvoy here, top half of the first inning. Game number one tonight. Black Sox advanced from a walk-off win in the bottom of the seventh last night against the Great Falls Gators. And the Black Sox, typically not a first-inning team, and they're really looking to change that here tonight. On the way from Lord. Ball number one. And that is what gets us settled in here. Some errors over at third base by the Black Sox the other night. Here's the delivery. Swung on and fouled off Dinones Quesada's helmet for strike number one. That evens the count at one apiece. And so a 1-1 count. Settling in on the way. Called strike two to Connor McAvoy. Top half of the first. Nobody out. One on in the second at-bat of game number one of the championship series. And here we go. Lord kicks and deals the 1-2. Swung on and missed. No, he gets a piece of it. He fouls it off. Again, two games tonight being played. Official first pitch for game one, 6:04. And a 1-2 count. A 1-2. Pitch on the way, looking for the payoff. Called a strike inside. That is not a great call there. And Gavin LaValle, number 75, coming to bat. Leading the league in home runs and RBIs. And the Arch 2 Bar and Grill Indians are settled in. Pitch on the way, swung on, it's a chop ground ball shortstop, he'll get the force at second for one, first for two, and they turn two to escape the inning. So we'll be back, bottom of the first, nothing, nothing. And Jeff LaRosa standing in for game number one of the title series. And it is the stand-in first batter, Roth will come up next. Here's the 0-0 pitch from Tom Curtin, swung on, and it's fouled off the catcher's mask. It'll go for strike one. Tom Curtin getting the start for the Terryville Black Sox. Terryville, a new team to the league. So they are brand new as an expansion team. So their first year came from the Tri-State League, same with the Great Falls Gators. And now the 0-1 on the way called strike two. And Jeff LaRosa in a bad spot. And here we go, 0-2, looking for the payoff. Ball number one. This next batter is going to be number five in Roth, and not sure what his first name is. It wasn't on the roster. Inside, ball two. And the Indians were able to escape narrowly in that first inning, as they got out runner on first and were barely able to get out with Mike Lord on the hill. 2-2 on the way. Ball three, and that is three straight balls from Curtin, number 33. So 33, Tom Curtin getting the start. Pitch on the way. Swung on, and it's a high fly ball, and that will be in left field, caught for the out. And Roth will come to the plate. So he's getting settled in his first plate appearance. And we are settled in. Takes the delivery. Strike number one. So it's Dan Roth. And a 0-1 count. Called a strike there. 0-2 now. And here in game one of the title series, Dan Roth takes the delivery. Swung on and missed, and he K's. And so it is a nothing-nothing game here. Base coaches tonight, Don Fidaski down at first, Chris Barsa down at third. Pitch on the way. Taking strike one. And not a lot of luck for the Indians at the plate. A fly out and left, a strikeout just now, and Ramos behind 0-1 in the count to Curtin. 0-1. Swung on. It was in the dirt. And I'm sure if Ramos could get that swing back, he would. If he could get it back, he wouldn't take the swing. 0-2 is that one was in the dirt. And Curtin is ready. And the 0-2. Outside. Ball number one. And the Indians looking for their third championship in team history. They're looking to pick up the third. 1-2 on the way. Up high, ball two. That'll even the count with two down. Bottom one. If you're new to the Twilight League, seven-inning games here from Muzzy Field. Don't forget Saturday, the All-Star game, East versus West, as Greater Hartford opted out. And the 2-2 on the way. High ball three and a full count. And the Indians are hanging in with Bobby Leeper coming to bat next. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. And as he chases that one, that ends the inning. We go to top two. Nothing, nothing. And McCulloch is ready to go. Here in the top half of the second inning, again, we welcome you in. And top two is underway. Lord delivers the 0-0. Strike one looked a little low in the zone, and McCulloch at the plate. McCulloch will be followed by Andrew Hinckley and Alex Rousseau. The 4-5-6 part of the order up here in this inning after going 1-2-3 thanks to a double play that ended the first, and strike two to McCulloch. So Lord had a little time with the New Britain Bees last year. So he did make it up to the Atlantic Professional Baseball League. There's ball number one. Came back down after a while. Came back to the Indians when they were Brill Realty. And tonight they play for the Barsa Trophy. 1-2 on the way, up high, ball two, and an even count. So the Barca Trophy on the line. And the Indians trying to claim it for the third time. 1-2, ball three, as that one gets away from the catcher. And the Indians are in a tough spot here. 3-2 after being up 0-2 in the count. They fall behind with a 3-2 count now. And McCulloch standing firm at the plate. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. And they sit him down. And Andrew Hinckley, number three, standing in tonight. And again, the Black Sox had a good outing in their last game. That was last night at 7 p.m. start. They played the Great Falls Gators. So both of the Tri-State League teams came in and played. There's strike one. So both of the Tri-State League teams played for a spot in this finale. After a long double elimination tournament, all 10 teams made it in. Pitch on the way. Ball number one started last week. It was last Monday that it all got underway. They had Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. Got back at it this Monday from Riverfront. And they came here to Muzzy for last night's game. Strike two, swung on and missed. Came down to Muzzy Field for this game. They came back for Tuesday's game between the Black Sox and the Gators. And they're here for today's doubleheader, determining the champion. If it's tied 1-1 by the end of tonight, at least in the series, there's ball two. If it's tied 1-1 in the series by the end of tonight, we'll be back here tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And then Saturday at 7, we have the All-Star game between the East Division and the West Division. And this is actually the East versus the West tonight. Indians coming from the East Division, swung on and hit through the gap. And another base hit for the guests. And the Black Sox up 2-0 in hits. And Rousseau settles in. He's got a runner on first, just like in the first inning. And thanks to a big swing, one down. And 0-0 count. And the Black Sox, here in their first year in the Twilight League, and they're looking to capture a championship. And what a year that would be. First year in a new league, they lost twice during the regular season out of a 15-game season. It was shortened thanks to COVID. But a shortened 15-game season. And now they lose twice. They lose once in the playoffs to get to the elimination bracket. Ball one. That one loss was to the Indians. That was at Riverfront Park. So with that one loss to the Arch 2 Indians. And that was 3-2 in extras. And now they face the Indians again here in the championship series. A 1-1 count. And with game one going to extra innings, if it plays out like it did at Riverfront, this could be an extremely long night, and it could be an exciting series to watch. Here's the 1-1, swung on, and it's fouled back, strike two. And Rousseau, he struggled at the plate a little bit the other night. I believe it was actually McCulloch that got the walk-off last night. It was a walk-off single past the third baseman. Third baseman tried to get it on a dive. It went right under him. The runner was on third, there was a runner on second, and he turned on the Jets to come around and score. 2-2 is that one's inside. Rousseau leans out of it. And for the Indians, it's another good season under their belt. They've had good seasons. They were a favorite to win it last year, were knocked out at Muzzy Field late in the playoffs by the Fat Orange Cat Brewers, who won the championship last year. That one is blasted foul over the first base side. Don Fidaski will fire a game ball back. He was a manager of the Fat Orange Cat Brewers. He was a manager of the Chicago Sam's Orioles. And the Orioles merged with Burrill Realty to form Arch 2. 2-2 count, one down, pitch on the way. That'll be ball three. And he settles in. Full count. Pitch on the way to Rousseau. Outside, ball four. Two on, one out. And Vaccarelli will come to the plate. Number 20. And with one down, two on, two hits tonight. One in the first, one here in the second. And then a walk to get the second batter on here in the second inning. No walks back in the first. And Lord is ready to kick and deal. Strike one, the call. So, big night for both teams. The Black Sox in their first year. Unclear if they're going to stay for next year. They may go back to the Tri-State League. 0-1 inside, ball one. I believe the Gators will stay, if anything. I think Great Falls would stay in the league. Unclear if Terryville will, if they might go back to the Tri-State League at the end of this season after a pretty dominant season. At that, lost twice all regular season. Finished first place in the league by far. Ball two. That one looked in the zone. Maybe it was a little high. 2-1 count, one down. And the pitch swung on. It's a high foul ball. First base side, it will fall somewhere, I believe, out of the stadium. Side of Muzzy Field, home of the Bristol Blues, and it's off time, and home to the Bristol Knights in the Twilight League. Blues playing collegiate baseball. And a 2-2 count, one down. Pitch on the way. Called ball three. And another full count for Mike Lord. He has not had an exciting second inning. Full count, one down, two on, one in scoring position. Pitch from Lord. It's swung on through the gap in second and third again, and it bounces off the grass where the infield ends, and a run is going to score. So with Kurski coming to bat, a quick meeting here on the hill for Barca and Lord really needs to get himself composed, and that was a very interesting hit. Went through the gap. It was just going to roll into left field, but it bounced where the dirt ends and the grass for the outfield begins. Bounced up over the shortstop, I think. Went back to get it, and a run had already scored. No throws were made, and you've got two runners on and a run scored for the Black Sox. Last time these two met, the Indians scored back in the first. So, Indians not having the same amount of luck tonight. Getting set. Pitch on the way. Swung on, and it's an 0-1 count. 1-0 Black Sox. As they have control of this one. 0-1 on the way. Ball one inside. And Lord cannot seem to dial in these pitches here tonight. And the 1-1. Swung on up the middle. Second baseman's going to get there. Throw to first. It's going to go right through him, and that should be a well-earned base hit. Billy Armstrong off the fourth hit of the game. Armstrong to bat, number 31. So arguably, an error down at second base. That'll be ball number one. And the 1-0, inside ball two. And the 2-0. Ball number three. And with a 3-0 count, one down. Base is loaded. Inside ball four. A run comes to score. And the Black Sox go up two. And number 51, Tony Patane, will come into bat. One down, two runs have scored in the inning on four hits and a few walks. Bases remain loaded. And not the ideal outing. Pitch on the way. Call the strike. Mike Lord not off to a good start here in the championship series. And in a championship series where you really can't afford to lose a game. Here's the 0-1. Swung on. It's a foul ball. Strike two. So Vaccarelli on third. Kurski on second. And Armstrong on first. With the number one batter, Tony Patane. They're batting nine today instead of 10 that they had the other day. Cody Kurski, fun fact about him, pitched a perfect game here in the playoffs. He got a perfect game against the Fat Orange Cat Brewers. Time going to be called. So he pitched a no-no there. No hits, no base runners. Quite a few Ks out of that outing. 0-2, the delivery. Chop ground ball through the gap again. Unbelievable. One is coming to score. The throw home is not going to be on time. Another base hit. Runner goes to third. He's going to be out at third, but a base hit. A base hit there. And that will score another two runs. And a big mess up here for the Indians, and they've really been caught big time here. Their shortstop just not covering the gap, and that has been a problem area all night so far. And we'll see how the Black Sox exploit that area a little later on. And that shortstop, that's number 22, Jeff LaRosa. And there, the third baseman is now swung out right back at the pitcher. Lord is going to make the grab. And that will end the top half of the second. And Bobby Leeper to settle himself in. And we welcome you once again. And we are settled in. Bottom two, 4-0 Black Sox in game one of the title series. Ball one from Tom Curtin. And the Indians went three up, three down back in the first. And the Black Sox lost to these guys 3-2 back at Riverfront Park in Glastonbury. 1-0 on the way. Going to be ball two. And not the ideal start for Curtin in this inning, but it wasn't the ideal start for Mike Lord either. There's strike one and a 2-1 count. Leaper's still ahead. Here in beautiful Bristol, Connecticut. If you're joining us here on Instagram Live, we're so glad you could share a part of your Wednesday night with us. And if you're listening on CastBox, as always, welcome in. 2-1. Swung on. It goes off the hand of Curtin. It'll go to shortstop, who makes the out. And Hunter Trolley will come in. So he gets ready to bat. And Hunter Trolley is ready. So with him standing in, and now the sun coming in, swung on, and it's a shot down the first base side. If it's fair, no foul. And so, 1-1. Leaper is set to go. And the 0-1 delivery. Ball number one.
1-1 on the way. Swung on. Foul. And so, 1-2 count. And we welcome you back in for another great inning of baseball. And the pitch is, we're still waiting on, time called. And we're sorry for the sun being in the camera for this inning. 1-2 count, trolley at the plate. Tom Curtin kicks and deals. Ball number 2 in the dirt. And so, with a 2-2 count. 2-2 on the way. Be ball 3. And with a 3-2. 3-2 delivery. Swung on. It will go through and a base hit. And what a way to get it started for Hunter Trolley. And Dinonis Quesada will come to the plate. And now, with an 0-1 pitch on the way, called strike 1 to Quesada. He's got a runner on with one down here in the bottom of the second. Indians playing home for game number 1. They'll also play if necessary, game 3 happens. Black Sox will be playing home game 2. Pitch on the way. Looked at it. Didn't quite go all the way with that swing and a 1-1 count. So not quite the swing he wanted. Here's the pitch, and it will be ball number 2 and a 2-1 count now. And so with a 2-1, and Curtin delivers, swung on and missed, strike 2. And Quesada is still in it here. And the 2-2 swung on. It's a high fly ball going back to right at the track. It's going to be hauled in. Runner will hold. And Seamus Berry will come in. 2 down, 1 on. The runner about 270 feet from home. And it is the Indians here who are awaiting, trying to get to open this game. It's shot shallow left, caught. And they will not open the game up in this inning. We go to the top of the third, 4-0 Black Sox. And Gavin LaValle will take to the plate. And he'll be settled in. Top 3. Pitch on the way from Lord. Swung on. It'll go right towards the shortstop. He'll make the grab. Throw to first. He gets him. And McCulloch will bat now. Getting his second plate appearance of the night here in the third. Off a big second inning. They pulled in the majority of their hits. Oh, almost got him inside ball 1. They picked up 4 hits and 4 runs in that inning. A lot of walks from Mike Lord. He just couldn't seem to get himself composed on the way. Strike 1. And the 1-1. And the 1-2. And here's the 1-2 on the way. Up high, ball 2. And Mike Lord just needs to settle himself down. Still a lot of baseball to be played here in the third. Pitch on the way, swung on, McCulloch gets a piece of it, shallow left, caught, out number two. And Hinckley will step in. So Andrew Hinckley, number three, ready to go. And the Black Sox trying to hang in to this game now. Trying to just hold on, swung on, fouled away. Got a little piece of it and off the catcher. And an 0-1 count. So for Hinckley and company, they are looking to take control of this ball game. They're in control of this ball game. There's strike two. They're looking to keep control of this game and hopefully control the series from here on out. If they can do that, they could surely win the Barca trophy tonight. 0-2 on the way. Swung on. It's a high fly ball. Again, left field going back. Looking up. He got it. End of this half inning. We go bottom three, 4-0 Sox. And Larkin will get himself into the batter's box. And once again, we welcome you here to Muzzy Field, former home of the Bristol Red Sox, where the likes of Jim Rice and Babe Ruth played. Babe Ruth hit a home run at this very field, swung on, fouled back into the net, and Kevin Larkin goes down 0-1 in the count. And Jim Rice, Babe Ruth hit home runs in this very ballpark. And now the home of the Bristol Blues. Here's the 0-1. Fouls that one back as it hits the backstop. And it is also playing home to the Bristol Knights. Tomorrow, 4 p.m., this will be an attendance game only. I don't know if they'll live stream it or not. But tomorrow will be an interleague game at 4 p.m., or not tomorrow, sorry, it's Saturday. It'll be interleague play between the Bristol Knights and the Ulbrich Steel team out of the Greater Hartford Twilight Baseball League. That'll be here Saturday as that one is fouled away. 0-2 count still for Larkin. But that will be here Saturday, 4 o'clock, and then 7 o'clock, the Twilight League All-Star game. Being played between the Stars of the East Division and the Stars of the West Division. 0-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Curtin Kazem. And Caleb LaRosa, number 34, steps into the batter's box. He'll be settling himself in. He's the 9 batter in the rotation. They'll be back to the top of the order, and Jeff LaRosa outside. Oh, wait a minute. That's going to be called a strike. That was low and away. I don't know how he could call that one a strike. Maybe he's just painting the corners. But Curtin delivers the 0-1. Same spot, ball one. And Curtin has played in the playoffs earlier. I believe he came into pitch relief for a game against the Indians. Ball two is that one's inside. Pitched relief against the Indians in a very important game. That was the game that put the Black Sox in the elimination bracket, and they're looking to win here tonight. And the Indians in the past 2 years, or the past year, have fallen short of the mark, ball three. I believe they won it 2 seasons ago, or the season before last year, so I believe that was the 2018 season they won the championship. Fell short last year to Fat Orange Cat, who would later go on to win the championship in the later rounds. And here they are again, deep in the playoffs. Ball four, they walk LaRosa. So number 22, Jeff LaRosa, coming up to bat. And for the Indians again, making it deep into the playoffs for another year. And they really continue to be one of the Twilight League's brightest teams. Here's the 0-0, ball number one. So with a 1-0. And the Indians with one down and one on. Time called. Indians really trying to get back in this game. Bottom three, still a lot of baseball to go. We're nearly midway through the game as they play seven innings. So by the fourth, you should be out of this one. Swung on, and that's fouled away. Strike one, that'll even the count. But the Indians just a little bit out of this game. It's a little out of reach. Four-run deficit is not where you want to be in game one of a championship series. Pitch on the way. Ball two. And Curtin cannot seem to dial him in. And the 2-1 from Curtin swung on and missed. Strike two. He gets him to chase. And the Indians went 1-2-3 back in the first. And now that they're back at the top of the order, who's all 0-for-1 today. Got that one hit back in the second. Second inning, really nothing the Indians would write home about. Pitch on the way. Called ball three. And really, it's nothing they would write home about, giving up four runs in the top half and getting one hit in the bottom half and having one hit all night. And the Black Sox really do have a phenomenal pitching core. It's going to come down to who pitches game two. There's ball four. They'll walk again. That's back-to-back. And Dan Roth will come to the plate. Quick meeting on the hill for the Black Sox. Bottom three, they've gotten one out. And there are two on, one on second. So one is 180 feet from home. And with Dan Roth at the plate, Will Ramos on deck. A double play, however, which could be anywhere in the infield at this situation, or at this moment. Hit anywhere in the infield could end this inning. And the Black Sox could really get out of a third inning jam here in game one of the title series. Stick with us. Immediately following the conclusion of game number one, we will start recording on game two of the series. And on CastBox, you hear these games after they've concluded, so it should be a little later in the night. There's strike one. Should be a little later in the night by the time you hear this game, and an 0-1 count for Dan Roth, who is looking to keep the Indians alive tonight here from Muzzy. Pitch on the way. Swung on, and a beautiful shot into right. It's going to roll deep into right. They're going to wave him around a second. He's going to be there on time, and a base hit. That is their second, and it's 4-1. And on their second hit of the ball game, Will Ramos, number two, will come in to bat. And with the Indians now cutting the lead down to three, they've got two on, both in scoring position with one out. And Curtin is ready to go. Curtin delivers the 0-0, swung on and missed by Ramos. And Ramos is really looking to make the connection and trying to score two more. Another two will make it a 4-3 game. We'll be back to one run. Again, four runs back in the second inning. The Black Sox really not playing around here. 1-1. The Black Sox typically not really getting up that high in the runs. I mean, they won the last game, I think, 5-4. That was in extras. Or no, that went to the bottom of the seventh. That was last night's game. Swung on, fouled away. Into the backstop. 1-2 the count now. And what a game that was last night. I think on Instagram Live, it cut out right before the walk-off. So a 1-2 count. And the Indians taking the 1-2. Called strike three. They got him. And Bobby Leeper will come to bat. Number 07. And a big night for the Indians tonight off a bad strike three call. Leeper taking his sweet time getting into the batter's box. And Ramos could not believe that that was strike three. 0-0, two on, both in scoring position. Swung on, leaper, skies it. Shallow infield, they're both looking for it. Catch is made by the catcher, and that ends the inning. We go top four. We're going to be midway through tonight's game. Black Sox in firm control, 4-1. And Alex Rousseau coming to bat here. Top half of the fourth inning. It's the midway inning tonight in game number one for best of three series. Games one and two tonight. Game three, if needed, tomorrow. And the Indians putting their best guy on the hill for game number one, trying to gain that advantage to try and set the tone for the playoffs. And Rousseau fouls one back. And you got to be thinking, if you win game number one, typically the game one winner does indeed win the second game and they win the championship. And so for a lot of these playoff series, whoever wins first really kind of sets the tone for the rest of the playoffs. Swung on, and Rousseau clears it out to right. It'll be out. And Vaccarelli will come to bat. And Vaccarelli, who had a good outing back in the second inning. Here we are in the top of the fourth. Takes the first pitch inside and high, ball one. And the 4-1 count now. Or sorry, not 4-1, geez. 1-0 count, 4-1 score. Top fourth, pitch on the way. Ball number two. So the 2-0 count, one down. Here's the 2-0. Ball number three, and Lord cannot dial it in here. It's a 3-0 count, one down, nobody on, and some of the sunlight coming in through the trees onto the field. Strike one. So 3-1. Called strike two. That one was in the zone, and it looked like Vaccarelli was ready to go. And now, 3-2 on the way. Walked him. And Kurski pitched a perfect game when he got that start earlier. And he's ready to go tonight. Got as far as second. I believe he came across to score when there were bases loaded. Pitch on the way. Ball one. So when bases were loaded for Lord and company, Vaccarelli ended up on third. It was Kurski on second and Armstrong who's batting next. He was on first for, I believe, Patain to come in and score two runs. Swung on, and it's dropped foul, 1-1. And again, the Black Sox not originally from the Twilight League. And looking in their first year of Twilight League play, they're looking to win a championship, which I think is almost unheard of. A team coming into their first year and winning a title immediately. If you watch hockey, it brings you back to the inaugural season of the Vegas Golden Knights. Foul ball back in, I believe, 2018. I believe that was 2018. Vegas opened up their season, went all the way to the finals, and lost. And it's almost the same story for the Black Sox as there's a K, only they're not losing here. Billy Armstrong is readying himself in. One on, two down. Runner 270 feet away. Drops down a high bunt. It's going to roll foul. That was right as Armstrong got up to first base. So Patain on deck. He was the leadoff batter tonight. He's followed by McAvoy and then LaValle. McCulloch batting cleanup. Hinckley, Rousseau, Vaccarelli, Kurski, and Armstrong making up the batting rotation. Those not in the batting rotation are Tom Curtin, the pitcher, I think left field Chris Ayer, and the catcher Tyler Wentz. So Tyler Wentz doing the catching, and those three not in the batting order. Pitch on the way, runner goes. It'll be a ball, and he'll be safe at second and a stolen base. So we'll get the steal there. 1-1 count, two down. And it's still Armstrong who's standing ready. So they 1-1, they foul it back. That'll go for strike two, and that one fouled along the third baseline. And up and hit something. I think it hit the roof, maybe. Might have dented the roof up there, but nothing serious. And a 1-2 count for Armstrong. He's the 9 batter, and out here, and we'll start with the top of the order. Ball two as he throws that one low and inside at the feet. And now, here's the pitch. Up high, ball three. Again, not the ideal start in this at-bat. For Mike Lord, not the ideal start in the game. We're here in the fourth, and he's given up 4 runs on 5 hits, no errors. Three and two, pitch on the way. Ball four, he'll walk him. Now we get to the top of the order. And it's Patain who stands in, number 51. Leadoff batter. Tonight playing shortstop for the Black Sox. And so far, we haven't seen a lot of the exploitation of the gap between second and third after that second inning, where a lot of the hits through there, a lot of the hits were through the gap between second and third. And they really did exploit that weakness. Strike one. Shortstop really wasn't covering the gap well, and balls were consistently going the same exact path, and he wasn't able to get there fast enough, and that is Jeff LaRosa manning shortstop, and I believe it's number 3. And Hunter Trolley manning third. Pitch on the way inside. Ball one. He'll even the count. And for the Black Sox, what a year. 12-2 in a 14-game season that they played, or I think it was 13-2. They played 15 games. Swung on over the second baseman. Rounding third to score are the Black Sox. Base hit. And McAvoy will settle himself in. Two down, and another run scores. And that was Tony Patain to get the RBI single. And top half of the fourth inning. Top of the fourth. And we have a 5-1 game. And the two managers coming out, talking to the outfield guys. And you think, for Barca or Fidaski, the way Mike Lord has played in tonight's game, you know you don't want to go through the bullpen tonight. But do you leave him in after 5 runs on 6 hits? And all 5 of those runs coming in the last 3 innings. You've had 2 shutout innings. They haven't even been consecutive. And you've barely gotten a run across. So the big question is, do you really want to keep Mike Lord on the hill? And so as I believe the third baseman stretching, I think he cramped up a little bit, and he's going to run on it. Barca and Fidaski coming back from the outfield, and the runner on third, I believe that's 31 in McCulloch, I think he's down there. No, it can't be. That's got to be 31 Billy Armstrong. There's 2 31s on this team. And so Armstrong, who's batting in the 9 spot, most likely the one on third. And so we have Armstrong out on third. And McAvoy
coming to the plate. Lord has a nice break to slow down and maybe compose himself. And Lord, who is really trying to pitch well enough to get this championship. And a 5-1 score in the top of the fourth will be midway if they can get one more out. Pitch from Lord inside, ball one. And Lord had two outs with no runs given up coming into this inning. He had not given up a run here in the fourth. And now he's given up that run, and it's back to a four-run game. They're back to square one. And the Black Sox bring in the bats tonight. Pitch on the way. Strike one, that'll even the count. Looked a little low and away, but he'll hold on to it. So a 1-1 on the way. Swung on and missed, strike two. And McAvoy trying to stay in it. Remember, a 10-run lead calls for a mercy rule. We saw both games in the finals last year end in a mercy rule. It was the first time the championship in league history was won by a mercy rule in Game 2. First time that ever happened was a team was mercied to win the championship. Foul ball from McAvoy down the first base side. Out of play. The count remains 1-2. Here's the 1-2. Runner goes. Ball two, and he's going to throw it to second. Now they've got him in a rundown. They're checking the runner at third. They're going to apply the tag and get out of this inning. And they catch him in the rundown. We're through 3.5. We're midway through game number one, 5-1, Black Sox. So the call for the lights here. And so they're going to try and call for the lights. Meanwhile, Hunter Trolley is at the plate. It looks like they're going to call time here, and I think they're waiting for the lights to come on. Nope, Trolley will settle in, and they'll give him the go-ahead. Bottom four. Pitch on the way. Swung on. It's a high fly ball. And it's shallow right. The second baseman will actually get under it and make the grab. And Yanones Quesada will come to bat. One down here. They've picked up two hits overall tonight. And not the ideal game for Quesada. Pitch on the way. That will be called strike number one as he tried to lay down a bunt. Almost pulled it back, but not quite. So an 0-1 count. Bottom four, 5-1 Black Sox. And looking at the 0-1, swung on and missed, and he gets a nice healthy cut at that one, but Quesada will miss. And the evening's supposedly going to get cold here this evening, so here comes the 0-2. Swung on, it's a high fly ball, center field, tracing back and caught a ways away from the warning track. And Seamus Berry will get ready. Bottom four, and just a little bit more than halfway through tonight's game. We've got in one more out. We'll have three more innings to go, at least in game one. And Barry skies one back and out of play. And an 0-1 count. And what a night this has been for the Black Sox, really coming out and playing hard. Ball number one. They're not a first-inning team, and they definitely were not a first-inning team tonight. They managed to hold a 0-0 game, forced a 3-up, 3-down inning on the Indians, I believe on two strikeouts. They went 3-up, 3-down, got a hit, and then I believe it was a strikeout. That one outside, but called strike two. They got a base hit, then I think a strikeout, and then it was a double play, went 6-4-3. And then the second inning, they came back and played arguably the hardest we've seen them play in a single inning. Four runs went up. Ball two is that one's way outside. And Curtin's hat falls off his head. He's throwing so hard. But a beautiful inning from the Black Sox.
And the pitch swung on, and he gets a piece of it. It will still be foul. And so a 2-2 count. And the pitch on the way. Ball three. That one is in the dirt. And so settling back in is Seamus Berry. 3-2 from Curtin. Swung on, and that should be a base hit. Into center field. And that'll be the third of the game for the Indians. And Kevin Larkin will settle himself in for the Indians. With a 0-0 count, runner on, two down, and Curtin has allowed just his third hit of the game. He's had a phenomenal outing, three hits in four innings. Pitch on the way, swung on, it's a chop ground ball, shortstop. He'll flip it over to second and pull off the out. We're through four innings, it's 5-1 Black Sox here on Instagram Live and on the Weathersfield Dodgers Network on CastBox. And Connor McAvoy leading off the top half of the fifth inning. So we welcome you in back to Muzzy Field if you're just joining us, if you've skipped ahead in the broadcast. Currently 5-1, Black Sox in control, lights are on here at Muzzy Field, and we are underway with the fifth inning. Chop ground ball, third baseman racing in to get under it. He'll throw first, tag applied as he came off the bag. Beautiful ground out, move by the Indians. And Gavin LaValle will settle himself in with one down, nobody on. And the battle for the championship continues. Steps out of the box a little bit, strike one. LaValle home run and RBI leader in the league. 7 home runs, I believe 20 RBIs, maybe upwards of that. But I do know 7 home runs on the dot, pitch on the way. Ball number one. He's had a breakout season here in the Twilight League. He's really proving that he can play ball. And the 1-1. 1-2, as that one's called in the zone. And LaValle settling himself back into the batter's box once again tonight. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed, and a K from Lord. We haven't seen one of those in a while. And McCulloch getting ready for another plate appearance. With a 5-run lead in the top half of the fifth, pitch on the way, swung on and missed strike one, and Lord seems to be dialing of these last few pitches in. He's looking to try and get another K here in this outing. Here's the 0-1 delivery. Ball number one, that one hits the dirt before it reaches the plate, and if Lord could have that pitch back, I bet he would take it. One one on the way, and again in the dirt, ball two. Low and away for the second straight time, and Lord, again, played with the Bees for a little bit last year before they moved into collegiate baseball. Swung on, and it's a high fly ball. Center field going back. It's going to be falling at the warning track to the wall. And McCulloch will get in with a stand-up double. And Hinkley will settle himself in. That one was deep to center. And again, some strange field dimensions here. And it's deepest, it's 402 feet deep out in center field. Then along the left field side, it's 359, and down the third baseline, it's 339. And then in right field, it's 330, 369 towards right center. Pitch on the way inside, ball one. McCulloch is going to take off for third. He's going to get there in a trot and be safe standing up. Then in right field, 330. Right center, 369, and down the first baseline is 326. So the easiest place to hit home runs is really down that first baseline into right field. So this is a multi-purpose stadium. As they've played football as well as baseball here. Strike one. So they've played football and baseball here. This was home to the Bristol Eastern, Bristol Central football games. It was also home to the Bristol Red Sox minor league team. Swung on, hit right up, out of play, 1-2. And then after the Bristol Red Sox left town, I think for the New Britain Red Sox, and then they left to go to, I believe, Portland and became the Sea Dogs. They renamed to the Hardware City Rockcats, but after that, the Bristol Blues came in to claim this is their home field. Swung on and set down the first baseline. It'll be foul out of play. Still 1-2 the count. And that one was deep. And so now Mike Lord trying to put away the fifth inning. And the pitch with a runner on third, swung on and missed. They get the K. So we're through another half inning, through four and a half, 5-1 Black Sox. And Caleb LaRosa will stand in to bat. So with LaRosa leading off the bottom half of the fifth inning. And down to their final nine outs. The Indians are really going to have to step it up here. So they really got to turn this game around. Down by four late in the game like this. Ball one outside. So LaRosa will be followed by his brother Jeff LaRosa, and then it'll be Dan Roth who will bat next. And the 1-1 swung on, chop foul. Strike two. And Caleb LaRosa falls behind in the count. And if you were expecting a game like the one we saw on Monday night, where it was close between these two teams all the way into extra innings, you are sorely mistaken. This is not that game. 1-2. Pitch on the way. Swung on, and it will be fouled into the net. Remains a 1-2 count. So a 1-2, and it's Caleb LaRosa awaiting the payoff pitch. Called a strike on one low and away, and you've got one down. And Jeff LaRosa will stand in to bat. With an 0-0 count, one down, nobody on. LaRosa settles himself in, kicks and deals. Is Curtin. He delivers ball one in a 1-0 count. So Tom Curtin, still on the bump here, gave up one run on three hits, no errors. Ball two. And this is a big change from the Black Sox the other night. Last night, they played the Great Falls Gators. There were a total of three errors, all accounted for on the third baseman that night. Tonight, the third baseman is Cody Kursky, so a different one. That one is shot. It is caught by the shortstop as you raced into shallow left field. And Dan Roth standing in. Two down. An 0-0 count. Bottom five. And we're just a little bit more than halfway through game number one. Inside ball one. And the 1-0. Swung on and missed. 1-1. And now it'll be 1-1, the count. The 1-1. Ball number two. And a 2-1 count. 2-1 on the way. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop. Should be a base hit, and it will be. And a hit for the Indians, that's their fourth, a single. And Will Ramos will come to bat. So with Ramos standing in, pitch on the way, swung on, it's a high fly ball, it's going to be fouled away, and strike number one. So with the Arch 2 Indians in a tough spot, 0-1 count, two down, a runner on first, and they really haven't gotten many runners past first base, even though accumulating four hits over the game. Really not keen on getting runners in scoring position. They did score one, and I believe they had two in scoring position at the time. Then they got back-to-back outs, and that scoring opportunity went right away. 0-2 count. And an 0-2. And the 0-2 pitch, that'll get away. Ball one, and the runner will easily get to second standing up. I think the ball went out of play, and that's why they didn't chase it down. So the runner gets second for free, and a 1-2 count. So with a 1-2, two down. And Curtin stares him down. And the delivery from Curtin, looking for the payoff pitch. Just chopped ground ball short. He's going to be out at first on a close flip play. But that will end five innings. We've got two to go in game number one. It's 5-1, Sox. And Rousseau will get things started. Top half of the sixth. So, two innings to go in a day's outing. And now, with the Black Sox taking the first pitch from Lord, ball one, it's in the dirt. And so, with the 1-0 on the way, swung on, chop ground ball. Shortstop, it will bounce off him, and Rousseau is going to beat the throw in. And Vaccarelli settling himself in here. One on, nobody out, off the error on the shortstop. Strike number one. So with the error to Jeff LaRosa. Pitch on the way. Swung on. It's a high fly ball. It will be fouled away and out of play. 0-2 the count. And the 0-2. And ball one, runner will hold at first. And that's Rousseau. And standing in with a 1-2 count. Nobody out, one on. Vaccarelli at the plate. Rousseau on first. Pitch on the way to Vaccarelli inside. He leans out of it. Ball two. And he awaits the 2-2 pitch. Lord kicks and deals. Swung on. It's fouled out of play. And it was Quesada who is really looking for it. Two-two. Looking for the delivery as he settles himself back in. 2-2 on the way. Swung on. It's hit to shortstop. Throw to second for one. It gets away from it, and that's another error. So the second error assigned to Jeff LaRosa. Nobody out here. So with LaRosa standing in, tries to drop down a bunt. I'll check first. Ball one. So LaRosa getting his second error of the game. It's Cody Kursky who's at the plate. And strike number one. One-one, here's the delivery. Swung on, it's a high fly ball. It's going in shallow right. If it's fair, diving catch! What a play, and there's one away here in the top of the sixth. And Billy Armstrong stands in. And Armstrong is awaiting the 0-0 delivery. Lord, check second, throws, chop ground ball, third base side. Third baseman throws a second for one. First, safe. And a fielder's choice on a close play at first base. And Patain will come to bat here. So with Tony Patain awaiting the 0-0 delivery. Runners on the corners. Nobody's scored. But thanks to that fielder's choice, the Indians are one out closer to getting out of the top of the sixth. It's a swing and a drive to right field. Right fielder looking for it. He will make the grab. And the Indians survive another one barely. They got out of a big jam. And that's the first time tonight they've put up back-to-back shutout innings. We're through 5.5. It's 5-1 Black Sox. And Bobby Leeper to open things up. And Bobby Leeper will get things set. And with the bottom half of the sixth, down 5-1. Tries to lay down a bunt. Ball one. And so another beautiful night near Bristol, Connecticut. We'll have one more guaranteed Saturday night for the All-Star Game, East versus West at 7 p.m. Three ball two in the dirt. And if necessary, if the Indians come back to win this game or they lose game one and take game two, we will be back here Thursday. Inside ball three, and it nearly gets him. We'll be back here for game number three, if it's necessary, tomorrow night at 7. And then Saturday at 7, it's East versus West, the All-Star Game 2020. 3-0, pitch on the way, they'll walk him. No, call the strike, and Leeper was ready to go. Tossed his bat and everything, he'll get it back. And it's Leeper who's still standing in, and he did not see that coming. He was ready to walk. So Bobby Leeper with a 3-1 count, looking to keep this inning alive, chops a ripped foul ball, 3-2 down the third baseline, and the count is full with nobody on, nobody out, bottom six in a 7-inning game, number one. So a big spot here, the penultimate inning. Full count, they've got six outs left. They will play to the bottom of the seventh, considering the Indians are the home team. Unless they're able to score big here in this inning. And that one is ripped left field. It's back. It's back. Caught at the wall as he smacks into it. Oh, and he is hurt. And Leeper, he caught it. He's out. What a play. In left field, he's out. And Leeper was rounding the bases. And he smacked into that hardwood wall. Everyone going to check on him, and here on CastBox, we'll be right back. And that was a hard lick into the wall, but he comes up with the catch right by Jim Rice's retired number from when the Bristol Red Sox were here. We'll be right back on CastBox. Stick with us on Instagram Live. And so the left fielder is okay, and that is Chris Ayer. Took a hard hit into the wall. You could hear it from all the way over here. Strike number one delivered to Hunter Trolley as he comes to bat. An 0-1 count, and Bobby Leeper was going around the bases like a madman. It wasn't clear that he was out until he was rounding third, and there's strike two to Trolley. And what a beautiful catch that was. We just took a quick break. The runner down in, or the left fielder, Chris Ayer, who made the catch, hit into the wall. He's okay. He's still in the game. And strike three! Three pitches, and they sit him down. And Quesada will come to bat with two down, bottom six, in a seven-inning ball game for game one, game two of this championship series. Coming up 20 minutes after the end of this one, as it's 7:50, so we will get not our on-time predicted start of 8 o'clock. There's ball one. So if you're joining us here on Instagram Live, we're so glad you could spend a part of your Wednesday evening with us here from the Connecticut Twilight League. 1-0 is swung on by Quesada. It's going deep center field. It's going to fall. It's off the wall. And Quesada will make the run to second, and he will hold there. And another base hit. That's their fifth of the game. So with Barry coming in, Tom Curtin still on the hill for the Black Sox. He got the start tonight, and so far he's been pitching a good game. He's given up one run on five hits. The Indians have given up two errors. Seven hits and five runs for the Black Sox. The Black Sox really are playing their best baseball. Last time these two teams met, it was at Riverfront Park in Glastonbury. Went to extra innings. It was 3-2 Indians, and that's how the Indians got to this final. That game clinched a spot in the final. The Black Sox, since they lost, had to play last night. They played the Great Falls Gators. Won that game in a walk-off in the bottom of the seventh, 5-4. And came away with a win. And strike one to Seamus Berry with two down and a runner 180 feet from home in scoring position. 1-1 count, two down, 5-1 Black Sox. Game two, the Black Sox will be playing as the home team. There's ball two. So that home field advantage might kick in for the Black Sox. Here in Bristol, home of the Blues and the home of the Bristol Knights of the Twilight League. So the Knights getting a lot of games in the evening, thanks to the COVID outbreak. Foul ball, strike two. And thanks to COVID, this season was actually shortened to around 15 games, and you saw a 13-2 Terryville. They won the league regular season by far. The loss the other night was the third loss of the season. The Black Sox, not a team that lose often. But when you do, you've got to be on your A game. Swung on, hit down the third base side. Third baseman Cody Kersky fires to first. Throw is going to get away. Quesada is going to round from third, and he's going to score on the error. And Kevin Larkin stands in at the plate with another run coming to score. And it'll be 5-2 with Quesada coming around. Runner on second. That is Seamus Berry. Ball one to Larkin. So 5-2 lead for the Black Sox. Still not enough to end this game in the top of the seventh. They'd have to end this game in the next inning. If they play like this, shot, another base hit. Rounding third comes Barry. Larkin will hold it first, and a third run comes across. And Tom Curtin slowly losing control this game. And so La Rosa, as a meeting on the mound, comes to Tom Curtin. And the Indians are right back in this game. Last time they scored before this, it was the third inning. They put up one. It was a 4-1 game. Then in the fourth, the Black Sox would make it 5-1. They waited another two innings to get the bats out. And here with two outs in the bottom of the sixth, it's a two-run ball game again. Curtin will stay on the bump neither team is reaching into their bullpens here. They really aren't trying to conserve those arms for Game 2, either to force Game 3 tomorrow at 7, or to lock up the playoffs and win. And if I had to bet on who's pitching Game 2, it's got to be Cody Kersky. Kersky, who pitched a perfect game against the Fat Orange Cat Brewers in their first game of the playoffs. Curtin pitched the second game, where they lost to the Indians, I believe. And then it was back to Kersky for last night's game. Ball two, it goes underneath the catcher. And that'll be Larkin advancing another bag. He'll get to second in a big spot for the Arch 2 Sports Bar and Grill Indians. 2-0 count with two down. Bottom six in a big rally. And if you are an Indians fan, this is your night. So far, at least this is your inning. Ball three. And so far, it's been your season. Second place in the league, and you proved it by beating the number one team in the league a few nights ago back on Monday. Here's the 3-0. Inside ball four, they'll walk La Rosa, and here comes his brother Jeff. It looks like a time being called. They're going to try and get a pinch runner in for Caleb as Dan Roth comes to the on-deck circle. And we'll see who the pinch runner is going to be. It's going to be number 9. So Dustin McCodlo will come into pinch run with Jeff La Rosa standing in. La Rosa is rookie year from West Hartford, went to Old Dominion University. Pitch on the way for Jeff, and he strikes one into left field. Rounding third comes Larkin. There's going to be a cutoff throw to Kersky. No throw home. Larkin is going to score. It's a one-run game with runners on first and second. Seventh hit of the game and a three spot here. And so another meeting on the hill here with Dan Roth coming up. He'll be number 05. And with their seventh base hit of the game, and out comes Tom Curtin. And number 5 will come into pitch. Number 1 will come into pitch. So he's not on the roster or the lineup card, so we don't exactly know who the new pitcher is. And an 0-0 count. Number 1 kicks and deals inside at the head level, and he gets out of the way. And Dan Roth, not happy with that. And a 1-0 count. Pitch on the way. Ball two. It's outside. And so far, he can't compose him. Can't compose himself. Will Ramos on deck. He'll be followed by Bobby Leaper. Leaper got that monster hit into left. So far, the Indians on the comeback trail. 8 o'clock, so latest start should be 8:20. Swung on. Shortstop is going to drop it. And rounding third to tie the game. The throw home. He's out. And that's the inning. And the Indians will be one short in game number 1. And we are through with 6 innings. 5-4. Connor McAvoy will come in. It's Mike Krieger who's doing the pitching for the Black Sox. And here is number 50, Connor McAvoy, to lead off the top half of the final inning. Up 5-4, he takes strike 1. And thanks to a 3 spot in the 6th, the Indians are right back in this game. But they're one short of taking the lead, or one short of tying. Pitch on the way. It's a chop ground ball, shortstop. That's La Rosa. Throws the first safe base hit. That'll be the 8th. And Chris Barsa doesn't like that one bit. Barsa's coming to chat with the umpire. And so, number 75, Gavin LaValle, home run and RBI leader in the league, is settling himself in. Pickoff attempt at first. So Barsa doesn't get the answer he wanted. And he recedes back into the dugout, not happy about that one bit, and especially in a big game like this, the championship game. Good umpiring means everything, and personally, I thought he was going to be out, swung out and missed. Throw to second. He's going to be safe. The pickoff attempt doesn't go, but strike one to LaValle, and LaValle has struggled mightily here in the playoffs. He hasn't had all that great of a showing here in the playoffs. It's been tough for him to get solid connections with the bat. Looks like time being called by Mike Lord, who's still pitching for the Indians. And in the final inning of Game 1 of the Championship Series, we'll be back after 20 minutes. 20 minutes following the conclusion of this game will be game number 2 of a best-of-3 playoff championship series between the number 1 and number 2 teams in the league, number 1 being Terryville, number 2 being the Indians. Strike 2 to LaValle. Indians beat Terryville earlier in the playoffs in a double elimination format. So now, this is why the Indians get home field advantage. They were locked right in. Pitch on the way. Checks his swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. Ball one. And a 1-2 count for LaValle. And LaValle is hanging in there. Runner in scoring position for him. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. And they strike out LaValle. So the struggle continues for LaValle. Meanwhile, McCulloch getting his first appearance tonight. Top 7 of a big game tonight. Pitch on the way. Called ball 1. So that one's out of the zone. And really, the result of game 1 is really going to set the tone for game number 2. And here's the 1-0. Nearly went, but he didn't. Ball 2. And it's Mike Lord who's looking to hang on to this game for the Indians on what should be a chilly night tonight. Pitch on the way. Swung on. It's a high fly ball. It's a shot to left. It'll be at the wall. Here he comes around second. McAvoy will score. McCulloch will get into second. And it's 6-4. And Hinckley will come to the plate. Runner on second. And on the 9th hit of the ball game for the Black Sox, it's a 6-4 lead. So 6-4 is the score. Pitch on the way. Swung on. High pop-up with one down. First baseman getting under it. That's Caleb LaRosa tracking it down. He makes the grab. That's two down. And Rousseau will come to the plate. So with Rousseau settling himself in and another at bat. And it looks like he's going to take his sweet time getting into the batter's box. With a 6-4 lead for the Black Sox, they really came out of nowhere again with another one spot. First time they've scored since the 4th inning. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Rousseau fouls it out of play. And on a chilly night in Bristol, and you really wouldn't think it's the summer here in Connecticut if you look at it today. Really doesn't feel like a summer night. Feels more like autumn, and fitting that the Twilight League's Fall Classic, or at least the late summer classic for them, fouled again 0-2 as that goes out of play. So no 2 count. And Rousseau is looking to keep the inning alive. Two down and an 0-2 count. Here is Rousseau awaiting the delivery from Lord with an 0-2 count. Here it comes. Inside. Ball one. And he's got Mike Vaccarelli on deck. A runner on second. Two down. And Rousseau stands in, ready to go again. Pitch on the way. Fouled back into the net right in front of us. And a 1-2 count, two down. So we are situated right behind home plate in the press box this evening. And now, Rousseau is getting back in the batter's box, back in the saddle again. 1-2 count, two down, runner 180 feet from home in scoring position. Swung on, it's hit into right field for a base hit. They'll round McCulloch from second. And he comes in to trot right in to score. And another big play. And it looks like the Black Sox get right back in it when the going gets tough. It was a one-run game. It was 5-4. Now it's 7-4 with a two spot here. And with two down, a runner on first in Alex Rousseau. Rousseau checking out second base. He'll take a lead, but he won't go. Ball one. And the Black Sox firmly in control of game one. Remember, 20 minutes after game one ends, we'll bring you game two. And so far, it's looking like it'll be 1-0. Sox in control of the series. 7-4, Black Sox lead. 1-1 count as strike one comes across the plate. Pitch on the way, inside, ball two. And the 2-1. Pitch on the way. Swung on. It's a high fly ball going shallow center. Center fielder coming in under it. Dives. Makes the grab. And puts away the side. We go bottom of the final inning. 7-4 Black Sox. And Ramos comes to bat. Bottom of the final inning. Game number one. And in about 20 minutes after this game ends, we'll bring you game two of the series. Pitch on the way from Krieger. Ball number one. Krieger coming in back in the sixth inning, right when they allowed three runs. The Indians made it a 5-4 ball game. Black Sox came back, swung on and missed strike one. Black Sox returned with a backhand, so to speak. They returned with two goals in the... I was talking about hockey for a minute. Ball number two. They returned with two runs back in the top of the seventh. Just a half inning ago, they got two runs across, made it 7-4. Pitch on the way. Outside, ball three. Looks like a fastball there from Krieger. So a 7-4 game. And with the two spot, back in there, ball four. Ramos walks, and Krieger can't quite get it together. That at bat. We'll see what he can do for Bobby Leeper. And Bobby Leeper with a runner on, nobody out. Bottom of the seventh. Here we go. Coming after two runs being put up. Back in the seventh. 7-4, a three-run ball game inside ball one. It'll be called strike one. That was inside. I don't know how that goes as a strike, but game continues. 0-1 count now. Pitch on the way. 1-1. So 1-1. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed strike two. And with a 1-2 count for Leeper, this could spell trouble for the Indians here in the bottom half of the final inning. Game one of a 2-3 series. Krieger gets a signal he likes, but time is called. 1-2 count. Seven hits for the Indians tonight. That's seven hits and four runs to show for it. Pitch on the way. It was the payoff pitch. Ball two. Runner goes. Ramos gets to second. And he will advance a base for free. And with a 2-2 count, the Indians are still in it here. So a 2-2 count. Leaper asks for a moment. Asks for time to be called. Adjusts his helmet. Bobby Leaper. 2-2 count. Runner 180 feet from home. He's in scoring position. Checking second. Krieger delivers. Swung on and missed. He got him to chase badly on one low and away. And Hunter Trolley in at the plate with one down and a runner on second. And Krieger standing tall on the hill. Can Krieger close it out? That is the question. Pitch on the way from him. Ball one, it's in the dirt. So we had a bit of a pause there for the connection. That seems to have gone away. 1-0 on the way. Strike one, and that was for the Instagram Live viewers. So glad you could spend Wednesday evening with us here from Muzzy Field in Bristol. 1-1 with one down. Runner on second. Krieger delivers the 1-1 pitch. Low and away in the dirt, and Krieger is not happy with that. He's really looking to get better here. Krieger. And the 2-1. Ball three, and Krieger again low and away in the dirt. Not the ideal pitching from Krieger in a clutch situation like this where the lead is only three. We've seen teams come back from a lot worse. Pitch on the way. Inside, ball four. They'll walk Trolley. Two on, one out. But a hit anywhere in the infield is a double play that ends the game. And Inones Quesada up to the plate. A quick meeting on the hill coming for the Black Sox. And Quesada is looking for that hit to maybe bring the Indians within one or tie this game up. And we are so glad you could join along with us. Quesada, two on, one out, bottom of the seventh. 7-4, Sox in the lead. Pitch on the way. Almost checked his swing, but a 1-0 count. So Quesada nearly pulled the trigger on that one, but he didn't. And it was low in the dirt. 1-0 count. Checking second, Krieger. Called strike one. So he finally gets one in there. He needs to force a ground ball to practically anywhere in the infield, ideally shortstop or second base. So ideally up the middle. That will cause the double play to end game number one. Chop ground ball, foul down the third base side. 1-2 count. So one ball, two strikes, one down. Seventh inning. Yeah, with a 1-2 count, one down. Black Sox in the lead by three. 7-4 game number one. And they are two outs away from taking the series lead in the championship series. Game two should start maybe 8:40. Ball number two. It's about an 8:41, 8:42 start time estimated for game two tonight. And with a 2-2 count, one down, Black Sox trying to lock it up. Looking for the payoff pitch. Krieger delivers. Swung on. It's a high pop-up anywhere in the infield. It will be caught by the second baseman, and we are one out closer to ending here tonight. Ending game one is getting closer. So as we inch closer and closer to putting an end to game number one of the series, the Black Sox are just an out away from taking game number one. Can they get it done here? Pitch on the way. Inside and low at the ankles. Ball number one. And looking to end it here. Take a 1-0 lead in the series. In a hopeful attempt to win it tonight. Pitch on the way. called a strike on one outside of the zone. So a 1-1 pitch on the way. Called strike two again, a little out of the zone. It was just out of reach. But here we go. Two arguable calls in a row. Could it come down to the final pitch of game one? 7-4, Sox in control. Check second, Krieger delivers. Called strike three and Krieger closes it. And we are through with game one. The Black Sox have the 1-0 series lead. And so, on Instagram Live, we'll end the live here. On CastBox, we'll end the recording. We'll get you back here in 20 minutes for game number two of the series. For those on CastBox, I think we might have a word from our league president before we end the Instagram Live. But we bid you adieu here from Muzzy Field with game number one. My name is James Clark, the voice of the Connecticut Twilight League. Good night, everybody. We'll see you in about 20 minutes.